Hello, I'm in Oldham with a huge number of Unitarians actually who are here for the induction of a new Unitarian minister. And I happen to be a Unitarian and I get asked all the time, what is a Unitarian? So I'm going to introduce you to a few Unitarians who are going to answer that question. So can you introduce yourself and say what a Unitarian is and why you are one?
Well, the very quick answer, my name is Jean Bradley and I'm a Unitarian because it's a non-creedal set of beliefs or ethics. So I feel as a Unitarian I'm able to use my intellect, not be told what I ought to think and what I ought to believe, but actually to travel on my spiritual journey by myself, but with the support of other Unitarians, because we're all able to be different, we're all able to think our own thoughts, but we're on probably the same journey. And that's why I love it so much. It's exciting, it's free, and it's independent of our own spirit.
Okay. And have you been a Unitarian by birth, or how did you become a Unitarian?
No. I became a Unitarian when my little girl needed to be more social. She was about 2.5. She was very shy. Took her to ballet class, and I thought, I know, I'll take her to Sunday school. I took her to the Church of England. They said, not until you're 7. The next church down the road was Unitarian. They said, we take children any age, everyone's welcome. And that said everything to me. I felt welcome, I stayed with the Unitarian chapel, and I've been a Unitarian ever since.
Wow, lovely, I didn't know that. I have another Unitarian here. I'll let him introduce himself.
Sure, my name is Jeff Gould. I'm a Unitarian minister. You can tell from my accent straight away I'm not from the United Kingdom, but I've lived here for 30 years. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, which is the heartland of Unitarianism in North America, and for the last 30 years or so I've lived here in the northwest of England, which is the equivalent here in this country. I'm a cradle Unitarian in that I was brought up with this faith, so it's the tradition I know from birth, and I am a minister serving that tradition now in this country. For me, the essence of the Unitarian approach to faith is the value it places on freedom of the individual to choose his or her own faith and to act it out in creed. That freedom is something we often take for granted in the Northern Hemisphere. We don't realize how many people, I think the estimate is 3 billion across the world, do not have the freedom to worship as they choose. And it's that freedom that I value the most. Thanks for asking.
That's lovely, thank you.
Cheers.
Hello, and now we have here
Charles Vandenbroder.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you, so what you think Unitarianism is and why you're a Unitarian?
Now, I've been a Unitarian since 1968. To me, Unitarianism gives you the freedom to find your own path in the company of others. And that's why I'm a Unitarian.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. And now here we have...
My name is Adria, and Unitarianism is to me being able to have the freedom to find your own path, and I like it because it gives me lots of freedom to be myself.
Okay, and have you always been Unitarian?
No.
Unitarian?
No, I haven't.
So what made you a Unitarian? She's thinking hard here.
It was the best church I found nearby.
So you were actively looking to pursue religious thought and
yes,
okay.
Yeah. I wanted to join a church, but I couldn't find one that was suited to what I wanted until I found the Unitarian Church.
And you're clearly not from Oldham, so you're from, but you're here.
I'm from Trolton. I go to the Trolton Unitarian. I live in Stratford. Yeah.
With an American accent.
With an American accent. I'm from Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you. So on to other people here, and what's really interesting is every single person here has said the word freedom, which I think, and there's eyebrows raised at that actually. So I'm going to introduce you to...
Hi, my name is Keith.
And who are you, where are you from, and why are you Unitarian?
My name is Keith Birchenough. I was born into the Unitarian Church, and I have sort of flitted in and out of it all my life. And the really good thing is that being a Unitarian, other Unitarians do not judge you. You're allowed to think whatever you want to think or believe whatever you want to believe, and the same with others as well.
Brilliant, thank you. And here we have...
Rob McPherson.
Who is from?
Originally from Baltimore, by way of Australia. It's a long story.
And what are you doing in the UK?
I'm studying for ministry at Unitarian College in Manchester.
Okay, so the questions are, what is Unitarianism to you and why you choose to be one and to become a minister?
Unitarianism for me is allows you the broadest possible parameters to find your own spiritual journey. Why do I want to become a minister? Because I want to help other people find that.
Brilliant.
It's very simple.
Thank you very much. Great.
Entirely well.
Okay, moving on. Here we have, and your name is?
Barbara Bamford.
And you're from?
Berry.
Okay, and so the same questions?
I'm a Unitarian because it's another, it brought a new phase into my life 23 years ago. I was given hope and it's just an extended family to me.
What made you, was there a particular reason that made you decide to look or find Unitarianism?
I was taken to a service one day. I didn't even know what Unitarians were. Someone said, would you like to come? I didn't know anything about them at all, and I just felt comfortable with it, and I've been going for 23 years now.
So, I mean, the difficult question, what is a Unitarian, or what is Unitarianism? What's it about?
To me, it's free thinking. You go to church, you don't read things from a book. It's a prayers for the day, and that it's not something that you do over and over again. And there could be 60 people in the congregation, and they all have a different view, and everybody, everybody thinks differently, but we all get on well together.
Brilliant, thank you.
It's just my life now. It's been my life now for 23 years.
So it's a real sense of community and a real important part.
Yeah. And when I needed them last year, they were there for me as well.
Can you talk me through that, or would you rather not?
Well, I was very ill last year, and the love and care I got from everyone was wonderful. Helped me through it. Jeff was our minister then, and he was wonderful. And everybody else. I got 150 cards, so
wow.
Not just from church, but, you know, it really helped me.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Very personal. Thank you. So I've moved through to the room with the food, and I have been preying upon more people. So the question, I'm going to get them to introduce themselves and say what Unitarianism is and why they're a Unitarian. So you are?
I'm Shami Webster from Denton Chapel. To me, Unitarianism is a way of being spiritual, but being able to work out your own beliefs. So, whereas a religion has its creeds and rules, we don't live by that. So you can have any sort of belief that you like, or no beliefs at all, and just join us as humans.
Okay, and why have you always been Unitarian, or how did you come upon Unitarianism?
I've been a Unitarian for 8.5 years, and I personally found it only due to myself and my partner wanting a religious ceremony to celebrate our relationship, and obviously being in a gay relationship, that wasn't possible anywhere else.
And this was pre the civil ceremonies, presumably?
Yes, definitely. We came across the Unitarian Chapel, which is in Altrincham. And in the 6 months up to that ceremony, we attended the chapel every week. And I found that the words that were being said in the pulpit spoke to me. And I've been with them ever since.
Brilliant, thank you. And I'm also going to introduce you to
Sheila Jones.
Okay, and Sheila, the same question. So what does it mean to you, and why are you Unitarian?
Why? Well, it's a way of being part of a community. I don't have to stand on my head intellectually to talk about God. G-O-D, I prefer to call it. And I feel that I'm part of it because traditionally I've been a Unitarian forever. But I guess a thinking Unitarian since I met a very charismatic... Sorry. Minister... who taught me that I could be left-wing, part of the peace movement, and a Unitarian, which really opened my eyes. So I'm passionate about the idea of people coming together, exploring together ideas about the meaning of life. And I think it's to do with that, the journeying together, challenging each other, and coming